Rizzy Malek's
Celebrity Gossip. Powered by You by Emar.
Dubai's most rewarding loyalty program. Join now on youbyemar.com.
Yeah, all the gossip again. Pretty Malek, what are we talking about this morning?
Honestly, this could be the hottest duet of 2019.
Thank you. You know, we try. Well,
thank you. Yep, we do. We've worked hard and we've finally got that status.
Thank you so much.
It's not you guys. It's Shawn Mendes and Niall Horan. They could be doing a song together. So Niall was asked on Twitter if he would do a song with Shawn. And at first, Niall said, "We're going to try." That's what he replied to the fan. But then Shawn Mendes got into the conversation. He said, "We are going to do a song. And it looks like it's going to happen." And the funniest thing about this is that Liam Payne got into the conversation. And he said, "Can I play the triangle in the song?" So
that's funny.
This could be the hottest little
Could you imagine?
Trio.
Yeah, could you imagine if Niall, Liam and Shawn, it could be a new One Direction band, you know what I mean?
No.
That would sell. That would sell more than One Direction, I reckon. Shawn Mendes' fan base is huge, and those boys have already got the One Direction fan base.
It's like a super group, isn't it? A super group.
It is. Funny enough, have you seen on Instagram what they've released recently? You start to get, want to see the photo that you posted 1 year ago today. You're getting that in your timeline?
Yes. I saw it on yours, but I don't think it's on everyone's yet. They must be releasing it slowly.
Oh, so I don't know. It just came up, and it was a picture of Niall Horan and myself. Yeah. Remember, we caught up with Niall this time last year at the golf. So, all right, superstar, what else you got for us?
Cristiano Ronaldo has been ordered to pay a $21 million fine as punishment in his tax fraud case in Spain. The good news is he will not have to serve a 23-month prison sentence. Cristiano earns approximately $90 million a year, so I think that $21 million fine will be okay for him. He was accused of hiding around $16 million in income he made in Spain between 2011 and 2014. So that's what you can get.
When he found out that he had that fine, we've got the exclusive audio of this. Just have a listen.
Here we go.
I just go to my sock drawer and
get
some cash from the
sock. Just stop.
He's got 21 mil sitting in that sock drawer right now.
No.
That would be the people that he's got around him. I don't believe it's him. I believe he's got that much money going on in his life. He's got that much going on generally. He's got people managing his stuff, and they haven't managed it the right way.
No, I believe he must have approved that.
No, yeah, because it's tax, so he has to sign off on things. So
yeah, dude, I'm sure he's signing off on it, but he's got people coming up to him going, sign this, sign that, sign this. This is what happens. And look at Mike Tyson, for example. I got told a story yesterday here in Vegas that Mike Tyson in his heyday, when he had all his money, he had he had all these people managing his money, supposedly. Don King was charging him $10,000 a week for towels at his gym just to have them washed.
Wow.
$10,000. Because he didn't know what was going on. He would just sign everything, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's crazy.
Let's see what happens.
Talking about money, how is this for something absolutely ridiculous? The New York Post is now reporting that Virgil Abloh and the team at Louis Vuitton are planning on selling a Jenga set. It's an LV Jenga set for $2,400.
Stupid.
It's getting silly, isn't it?
It's going to have 54 LV monogrammed plexiglass cubes. It comes with a little strap that you can carry around. That is ridiculous.
Yep. That's like I saw a plastic water pistol with Supreme on it for $1,000. A plastic water pistol that you would find for a dollar somewhere. It is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Thank you, Pretty Malek. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hang out next. We're going to be talking about Big Rossi getting fit. Yeah. Stand by. Morning. The Chris Fade Show.